Federal officials are in the state of Washington trying to figure out how a cow there contracted mad cow disease. The government says the American beef supply is safe, but more than a dozen countries already have outright bans or temporary bans against beef imports from the United States, NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
On Christmas Day any other year, you could call the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Meat and Poultry Hotline for advice on roasting a turkey. Not this year.
Due to the unusually high volume of calls we are receiving at this time, your call has been forwarded to our emergency overflow system. Listening to the following messages may answer your questions regarding the presumptive BSE sample.
That's BSE as in bovine spongiform encephalopathy, or mad cow disease. The first known case in the U.S. occurred in a Holstein in Washington State. It was reported Tuesday. And now, officials are tracing the narrative in two directions. They're hunting backwards in time to find out where the cow came from and how it contracted the disease. And they're also looking ahead to find out what financial repercussions this outbreak could have. First, the history. In a teleconference yesterday, USDA Chief Veterinarian Ron DeHaven summarized the life story of the cow in question.
She came into the herd as a 2-year-old animal, calved shortly after arriving, and would have been on approximately her third calf at the time that she was sent to slaughter.
That leaves a lot of questions. Where was the cow born? What happened to her calves? And perhaps most importantly, where did she pick up the disease? Scientists know how the disease is transmitted. DeHaven described it yesterday.
The way that this disease is spread is through consumption of feed that has been contaminated by protein from an infected animal.
In 1997, the U.S. banned cow parts in cattle feed. But presumably the cow in Washington ate infected feed. Officials at the Food and Drug Administration think that may have happened before the cow left its birth herd. They're now trying to identify that herd to see if other cows were infected at the same time. Humans can also get sick by eating certain parts of infected cows. The meat processing plant that handled the sick cow has voluntarily recalled over 10,000 pounds of beef. Still, Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman said the American beef supply is safe. She said the brain, spinal cord, and central nervous system are the only parts of the cow that can infect humans, and those parts do not enter the food supply.
Therefore, the meat produced were cuts that would not be expected to be infected or have an adverse public health impact, but are being recalled out of an abundance of caution.
A number of other countries are exercising an abundance of caution as well. The three largest importers of U.S. beef, Japan, Mexico, and South Korea, have all banned American beef imports. Chandler Keyes, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says he's not surprised at the overseas reaction.
We fully expected that our trading countries would take a precautionary step.
And he says the U.S. government is working hard to overcome its trading partners' apprehensions.
To say, come on over, look at our process, do your investigation, and then let's start trading again based on risk and based on science.
The stakes are high. Exports make up about 10% of the U.S. beef market. That's about $2.6 billion. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the impact was immediate. The hubbub on the floor of the nation's largest futures exchange is usually deafening as traders buy and sell futures on livestock and other commodities. But in the cattle futures pit, there was almost no action on Wednesday. That's because first thing in the morning, the price of cattle dropped 1.5 cents per pound, the trading limit. Joe Victor says the ripples extended outward from there. Victor is the vice president of marketing at Allendale, a grains and livestock research firm outside of Chicago.
Cattle are the number one consumer of the corn that we produce on an annual basis.
That means when beef prices fall, corn prices drop soon after, and other grain prices are sinking too. Most analysts believe that prices will drop farther when the markets reopen on Friday. How far will depend largely on the confidence of consumers in the U.S. and overseas. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.